de Belém.
So kuyisikhathi sendaba kuviko eindebele.
Yazi.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 14 kuNkwenkwezi 2023. Mokips Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje. Namhla lusuku lwabo mama ole Mother's Day ulthakazelelwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Nginanazela ukuthi nxa sisiya kunyembe mhlawumbe sokusiwa lokuthi lapho siya khona ekhethweni sokungani sokule politics phakathi ukuthi abantu kumele impilo zabantu zibe nzima kakhulu.
Kulabantu abathi ukukhuphuka kwempahla amahlayana eZimbabwe kubangelwa ngezombusazwe.
Ukukhwela kwezinto abantu abazisebenzisa imihla ngemihla kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ezomnotho kazimanga kahle elizweni lanxa uhulumende ekhuluma kuso sonke isikhathi sithi izinto zime kahle.
Kodwa abanye bathi idola selingumqhuba. Abadabuka eZimbabwe balungiselela ukwenza umhlangano omkhulu labamele ingonyama yakwaZulu. Salethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha ezokholo lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Namhla lusuku oluqakathekileyo lwabomama ole Mother's Day ulthakazelelwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Xoxe labantu endaweni ezijeneyo ngosuku lolu.
Mina ngingupriscilla Ndlovu, umamtunga ohlala eWashington State eAmerica. Ngiyalibingelela lonke bomama ngelanga lalamhlanje lithakazelelwa omama bonke, omama abadala umhlaba, omama abaletha ulwazi emhlabeni. Omama abagcinayo sonke nje isizwe ukuze sithuthuke, umama kumele abe khona phakathi. Ngiyabonga bomama, omama balothando, ingathi lapho likhona lamhlanje lingathakazelela ilanga lenu, likhumbula ukuthi konke okuhle kuvela kumlimo, kodwa okukakathekileyo kakhulu umlimo wasidala ukuthi siwe ngomama siphakamise isizwe. Happy Mother's Day kumama wami uMandlovu ohlala eMagwegwe North. Ubelelanga elihle mama, yimi nginje ngini ngenye wezimbili kumbe senza lokho engikwenzayo kuyona le ndawo. Ngiyakuthanda kakhulu mama, ngiyakuthanda kakhulu Mandlo, ubelelanga elihle mngani wami.
Ngizokwazi ukukhetha uNdlovu, ngisekhezitho, namhlanje ngibanga le Happy Mother's Day. Ngithi Happy Mother's Day kuvelele Ndlovu, iNdlovukazi. Ngiyakuthanda kakhulu, ongezele okukhulu kakhulu, angeke ngikwayisele ukuthi ngikuqalise. Ungifundisile ngaba umama engiwuye namhlanje. Ngiyakhala kuye nxa kunzima. She's a shoulder to lean on. Vele ukho konke ibhizinisi, ungivulele ibhizinisi after ngiqeda form 6 ngivulele ibhizinisi yokuthi ngithengise amabhele. Unfortunately it failed, but kazange agive up on me. So ngiyamthanda kakhulu, kuningi kakhulu akwenzile empilweni.
Igama uTimothy Mncube, uPresident weZimbabwe African National Congress. Bese ngithi leli lilanga elihle kakhulu for bonke omama basemhlabeni, omama eZimbabwe. Sithi omama kabaphathwe kahle emhlabeni jikelele, omama kabahlonishwe, omama bazimbokodo, omama baluthando, omama kamabavikeleke kuzo zonke izinto ezingalunganga. Siyabathanda omama, sohlala sibathanda. Zimbokodo, sicelebrate ilanga leni namhlanje, masibonge.
Laba ngabanye abantu esixoxe labo endaweni ezijeneyo zalethulela okuningi namhla ngosuku lolu. Bayakhala abantu abaningi ngokukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yempahla eZimbabwe. Abacungula ezomnotho bathi lokhu kubangwa yikugudeka kwedola leZimbabwe. Kodwa kulabanye abathi kubangelwa ngezombusazwe. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu losomabhizimusi uMnumzana Angliston Sibanda.
Ye sibona izinto ziqhubeka zikhuphuka eZimbabwe okunye kokunengi kubangelwa kakhulu yikuphela kwamandla kwemali eZimbabwe iRTGS kumbe ethiwa ngama bond notes emkambo omnyama ethiwa iblack market. So abantu bonke sebejikile sebesebenzisa imali zakwamanye amazwe ikakhulu idola leMelika. Kanti njalo bese kusiba khona nje lomkhuhlane okhona eZimbabwe ukuthi osomabhizinisi bayathanda into ethiwa yi-profiteering, ukuthi sebe sifuna ukuthi senze i-profit enengi nje kakhulu bese kuloke kukhuphulwa intengo. Kwesinye isikhathi udinga uswele ukuthi kanti ukudla into lezi zakhuphuka nge-US dollar kuhamba njani, lona i-US dollar lingawanga i-value yalo kwi-international market.
Ye, okunye ke baba Sibantu ngathini ngakhonoko?
So kubangelwa njalo okunye futhi ngingananzela ukuthi nxa sisiya okunye mbe mhlawumbe sokusiwa lokuthini lapho esiya khona ekhethweni, sokungani sokule politics phakathi ukuthi abantu kumele impilo zabantu zibe nzima kakhulu. Akuzwisiseki ukuthi kwenziwa yini ukuthi intengo zikhuphuke. Impilo iqhubeka isiba nzima kakhulu ikakhulu kubantu makhaza, ikakhulu abantu abasebenzela uhulumende abahola imali yabo encane kakhulu, enye yakhona ingama RTGS ivele ingathengi lutho. Sikhuluma ngabantu abanje ngama teacher abathi nxa beholile nje imali yabo ivele isiphelele emoyeni ngoba izinto zikhuphuke kakhulu intengo yazo okungazuseki ukuthi yindaba. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi mina kwenziwa ukuthi sesisiya ekhethweni, so nxa kuyiwa ekhethweni kuba khona ama maneuvers amaningi, kanti njalo kube siba khona labantu aba osomabhizinisi abanye nje abangalazwelo abafuna ukuthi bona banothe kakhulu bahuquluze okungabe kukhona banothe ngesikhathi esincane. So yiluhluphe silalo, kodwa ekugcineni kwakho konke abantu makhaza, the ordinary people, yibo abasuka bahlupheke kakhulu. Imali ebazitholayo zingaseneli kuthi la vele iningi labantu angithi vele kalisebenzi. So bese kusiphisa senza impilo yabantu ibenzima kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe, kuba nzima kakhulu ukuphila. Uthola ukuthi kuba nzima ukuthi abantu bebenze nje izinto zihlangane, ungahlanganisa la school fees lento ezinjalo, impilo yabantu ibanzima. Sidinga sisweleke ukuthi kanti kwenziwa kuyini. Uhulumende kumele anelise ukuthi athi rein in on abantu osomabhizinisi abakhweza intengo kungalasizathu.
Lo ngumnumzana Angiston Sibanda, usomabhizimusi wakwaBulawayo. Siphinde sixoxa ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Effort Ncube ubona ngenswelo zikaZulu.
Ukukhwela kwezinto abantu abazisebenzisa imihla ngemihla kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ezomnotho kazimanga kahle elizweni. Lanxa uhulumende ekhuluma kuso sonke isikhathi sithi izinto zime kahle, kunenge okubanga ukuthi izinto zingami kahle. Okokuqala nje ukuselela kwemali yangaphandle okwenza osomabhizinisi bagcine besiyayithenga emkambo omnyama badlulisele ukudula kwayo ebantwini sekuyintengo ephezulu. Okwesibili ukuthi i-industry yethu silokhu ingasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, ngakho siyathenga izinto eziningi ngaphandle zize elizweni zifike ziqathaniswe lalokho okukhona zibe sezisiya phezulu ngoba imali yethu ingasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, kanti imali yangaphandle iyadula.
Baba Ncube, ubona ngazani kukhona okunye na okubangela ukukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yempahla?
Imali yeZimbabwe isilokhu iphelelwa ngamandla, iyehla emandleni kayindawo. Okwesithathu, ezepolitiki abantu kabazithembi siya kwi-election, ukwenza baqaliswe ukukhweza izinto bengakwazi ukuthi kuza kwenzakani ngemva kokhetho luzazala nokhetho lweZimbabwe. Ngakho-ke zonke lezi zinto ziyancedisana ukuthi kuye phezulu okuthengiswayo ngentengo. Ngakho kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende akulungise konke lokho, hhayi ukuthi abekhuluma kuphela.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube ubona ngenswelo zikaZulu, sixoxe laye ekoBulawayo. Yesi ngakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba iqhubekela phambili impi yomvukela kweleSudan osokubulewe abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Abalwayo bazama ukukhumisana umlota. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba imibiko yemfihlo eyayithulwa libutho lakwaleMelika ngudlu iveza ukuba uhulumende wakwele Ukraine wayefisa ukuhlasela phakathi kwele Russia. Okwamanje amazwe la alwisana kwele Ukraine kuphela. sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko.
Senganamasiko
awenziwe mandla
ngelo baba mkhulu.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Buso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi kwamanje udlelana lenkosi uBulelani Lobhengula, wakhethwa ngumndeni wakokhumalo uba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi. Sakwamukela kuhlelo baba Ngwenya, kunjani baba? Ye, akusitshele ngokuthi kwenzakalani kulezi nsuku kula ngapho kwele South Africa.
Saba nohlelo olwaqala ngokuxoxisana nobaba uNgema oyinkosi yasemangadini ukuthi abantu bakithi mhlambe nxa kungaba losizo olungenziwa sinsi uyabona ukuthi isikhathi sabo esibekelwe lapha eSouth Africa ungathi sesiye emaphethelweni. Yikho-ke saxoxisana naye ubaba uNgema kwaze kwaholela ekutheni kube lesivumelwano sokuthi abantu beze khona le mangadini inkosi izobabona ukuthi sikhuluma ngabantu abanjani abangakanani. Ekuhambeni kwethu-ke kwasokusiba le nhlangano zepolitiki esathola ukuthi lazo zithi ziyafisa ukusizana lathi njengoba liyabona laphana sekuze kwavela ne-AP F laphana kuyona ethona layo izokwenza imizamo njengoba sebeke bayaxoxa lo baba ongu-Minister of Home Affairs uDr Aaron Motsoaledi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu kodwa ubona ngizani ukuthi asebenza yini njengoba sizwa kuthiwa-ke kulabanye abezomba ngazo sebengenela khonapho kumele kwenziweni khonapho.
Kubukeka futhi ukuthi akuzange kube i-AP F yodwa le nhlangano zepolitiki zangapha kwelakithi omthwakazi lazo zazikhona esagcina sesibona ukuthi hhayi loba laluqale yithi ludaba kodwa-ke asivumeni ukuthi okwamanje njengoba sebevela lapho osopolitiki sisebenze njengeforum kumbe ama-stakeholders. Yikho-ke besiloke sincedisana sibonisana ukuthi singenza kanjani ngoba si-ofisi lenkosi akekho umuntu ongamukelwayo. Yikho besakhetha ukuthi njengoba sebekhona labo kusetshenzwe ndawonye.
Hayi-ke gqiba khonapho babangwenye.
Engingakutsho nje ukuthi bakithi abantu aba-understand ukuthi sisazama akukabi le nto ebambekayo etheni. Kwaba nje le ndlela ikakhulu ubabuhlengwa njengoba wayehambile yokuchazeka kwezinye izinto abanye abantu babengazi-understand ukuthi amalungelo akhona asemthethweni kanjani. Njengakho khona lokho ukuthi abantwana laba abazalelwe lapha banalo ilungelo lokuthi xa sebefikise i-16 years behambe bayo-aplayela ama-ID. Yikho-ke abantu abaningi ababengaku-understand ukuthi kumele kwenziwe kanjani. Njalo-ke ohlengwa babuye futhi bakuqinisekisa ukuthi abantu abanga-understandiyo labo bazazama ukuthi bebe le committee labo elizosebenza lisondele eduze ne-Home Affairs office ukuze abantu bechazeleke kahle basizakale labo bafuna ukuthola lolo sizo.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Ngwenya, ungadini lokusasa kusigaba samasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo.
Usenjalo abadabuka eZimbabwe balungiselela ukwenza umhlangano omkhulu labamele ingonyama yakwaZulu. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sikaBulelani Lobhengula, wakhethwa ngumndeni wakokhumalo ukuba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi.
Sesibiziwe njalo kongema edanato ngo-4 June, mhla ka-4 June siyacelwa yokongema edanato. Okwamanje uthi uNgema kuza abantwana bendlunkulu yakwaZulu ukuthi bazelalela izikhalo zethu. Yikho bantu bakithi siyalinxusa ukuthi akungabi khona osalayo, siyeni sonke ngobuningi bethu siyekwethula izikhalo zethu kubantwana bendlunkulu yakwaZulu, bathe kungcono beze bazezizwela bona mathupha. Siyathanda lokutsho bakwethu ukuthi ngemva kwensukanyana nje kudlula u-4 kuzaba lehlekana le hamba esigodlweni kwaZulu liye khonza esilweni. Lokho kusho ukuthi kuzafuneka ukuthi kube lezifuyo ezithile esizihambisayo, kanti mhla wosuku mhla ka-4 lakhona kuyafanele ukuthi kube khona inkomo ezithile ezizazihlaba ukuze sidle. Kazifuni kube khona umuntu ozahamba engadlanga njengalokho kwenzakala mhla ka-19 March.
Yes, yawuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Khumalo. Abafisa ukuthi bangene kukhokhonokho kumele bakuphathe njani?
Into ebalulekileyo bantu bakithi ukuthi asibhadale nama-R150 ku-akhawunti yethu le yaCapitec ekaMrs. Zanele Alfred u-1666844320 bese sithumeza ubufakazi bokuthi sesibhadele kuma numbers la esiwafaka ku flyer ukuze si record. Kodwa kubalulekile ukuthi sonke sibe khona. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi lokho bakwethu kufana lokubhala esibhakabhakeni ukuthi sesikhona thina simthwakazi isizwe sikamzilikazi kamashobane esilelungele ukuphila lapha eSouth Africa nokuphila lekhaya. Akungabi khona othandabuzayo ngokubunengi bethu. Akube yilowo mbhalo okhulumayo ukuthi nansi isizwe sikamzilikazi silelungele ukuphila singacindezelwa muntu, silelungele ukuphila emazweni omabili ngenkululeko singahlukunyezwa muntu. Yiko bantu bakithi siyanxusa ke ukuthi lalabo bakithi aba overseas abangeke benelisi ukuba khona. Siyacela ukuthi lisize lincedise lifake lana iminikelo yenu ukuze lolu hlelo lube yimpumelelo. Asibonge mahlaba ezulu. Into esizayenza ngiyusiya ngamanani ethu sizalungisa izimota, siyalungisa amabhasi, sikhangela amabhasi angu-20 azathatha abantu ngendawo ngendawo zabo. Okwamanje bakuthi siyaqinisa ukuthi akube asibeni sesibhadele kufika u-1 June ukuze sikwazi ukuplana. Ngoba ukuthi umuntu eze mhla osuke ephethe imali kasimthengelanga kudla kasimorganizelanga transport, sizaba le cut off date ka-1 wobe usubhadele, phangisa ubhadale ukuze sikwazi ukuplana kahle. Sifuna into le ihambe kahle ibone ukuthi ngabantu abale order, hhayi ukuthi bese kusiba nje abantu bahambe bengahlanga. Akusiphathi kahle lokho, so asibhadaleni masinyazana ukuze sikwazi ukuplana. Asibonge, siyabonga kakhulu mthwakazi omhle, siyabonga kakhulu. Asihlangane khona eDanato mhla ka-4 June.
Lo ngumnumzala Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sikabulelani Lobhengula, wakhethwa umndeni wakoKhumalo uba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama ngotungamili Nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi.
Siyabingelelana zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo. Ilizwi lethu kela namhlanje siyalithola etestamenteni elitsha ngokuloba bukaJohane. Isahluko sesine indima yesikhombisa uJohane 4:7 kufundeka kanje. Owesifazane waseSamaria weza ezokukha amanzi, uJesu wathi kuye, ngiphuzise. Siphinde njalo, owesifazane waseSamaria weza ezokukha amanzi, uJesu wathi kuye, ngiphuzise. Mhlawumbe ngesiNdebele singathi uJesu wathi kuye, ake unginathise amanzi. Into yokuqala lapha abaziyo labafundi iBhayibheli belicubungu labayakwazi ukuthi amaJuda lamaSamariya babengahambelani. Kwakungathi nje kuyahlola, kuyazila, asiyonto nje elula ukuthi umJuda lomSamariya bahlangane baxoxisane ingabe bakhuluma ngani. Kodwa nansi into ehlanganisa umJuda uJesu lomama waseSamaria ngamanzi. UJesu uthi akwe unginathise kulo umama owayezokukha amanzi. Amanzi siyakwazi ukuthi ayimpilo. Ngenye indlela izinto ezisekela ukuphila kwethu kazikhethi ukuthi ungubani unjani. Kakukhathalekile ukuthi uyisinothi, ungumyanga, ufundile kawufundanga, abantu bakucabangela ukuthi ungumuntu onjani. Ungaba yikho ungabi yikho lokho, kodwa ke amanzi ayimpilo. Lokhu kukhomba ukuthi bonke abantu abadalwa nguNkulunkulu kumele basizane ukwenzela ukuthi impilo abayiphilayo lapha emhlabeni ibe yimpilo ezabalethela okuhle kuphela. Amanzi la uJesu ayewatsho esemthonjeni wayekwazi ukubana womile. Umama lo waseSamaria laye usemthonjeni, kumbuse esikotshweni kumbe ungaphi, uzodinga amanzi ngenye indlela wayezodinga ukuthi emzini wakhe uphile kahle. UJesu ekwazi lokuthi amaSamariya lamaJuda kabahambelani, kazanga thandabuze uthi kuye, ake unginathise amanzi ngumile, ngihambile umango sengifisa ukuthola into engasiza umphefumulo wami. Bangaka abantu ababuya kithi becela ukubana sibasize, thina siqalise ukubabandlulula lanxabe izidalwa zikaNkulunkulu. Sihlole ukubana lo uvela le, singazake simsize ukuthi impilo yakhe ibe ngcono. Sibuyele eze sibale le mbali ukuthi embalini vela uzange kwenzakale into enjalo. Kanti-ke siyabe singalandeli indlela yokuthi lo umuntu udinga uncedo kithi, uthi ake unginathise, ake ungisize. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi mina ngumJuda wena ngumSamariya, amanzi izinto ezisinika ukuphila, kazi sihlanganise sazi ubana sabelane ukuthi thina siphile lalabo abadinga uncedo kithi baphile. Kasibasizeni, kasisizaneni, singabandlululani, singakhethani, sithole ukuphila ofana naye. Basikhulekene baba, sicela usinike inhliziyo yokuzwisisana ukuthi ukuphila kwethu sonke kuyafana naye ebusweni bakho. NgoJesu siyakhuleka, amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo Vuselela Umoya selomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungami Linkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungami Linkomo, ungadinwe kusasa. Wezemidlalo, iqembu leIslanders libe nguthiki lobhanqa 0-0 leSimba Bora emdlalweni weCastle Lakers Premier Soccer League odlalwe namuhla. Nansi impumela yemidlalo efanayo. Ngezi Platinum 1, FC Platinum 0. Triangle United 1, Yata 1. Capes United 0, Wange 0. Kusenjalo uMathodana Horsepower Jabangu ufuna ukuvuselela umncintiswano weHorsepower Offseason Tournament. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Umncintiswano weHorsepower Offseason Tournament uke waduma kakhulu eminyakeni edluleyo, kodwa usule minyaka embalwa ungasadlalwa. Njalo uChaba ngokuthi imizamo yokuvuselela iqale enyakenye.
IHorsepower Offseason Tournament, unfortunately nje isilesikhathi ngekho ngoba izinto zike zatshintsha, zaba lama-hardships njani njani. But I hope this time around, especially this year, izaba khona ngoba last year kube liphutha ngoba ama-ground sanikwa very late. I don't want to lie to you ngoba bafana bagcwele and abaningi asebedlala kathesi abayazi iHorsepower Tournament. Bese ukuthi ngani kuyenzakala ukuthi nena nginikezuze ichance abafana laba bengene YCT laphana kungu-December okudlala khona uMaruwaru ebuye vele France. UMaruwaru wayegadi from machine ebuye ezedlala kuHorsepower. Ngelinye ilanga I remember Wesley Gilbert babuya bevele Harare.
Imidlalo yeHorsepower Offseason Tournament iqaliswe nguChabangu sokusiya phela iminyaka yama-1990s, njalo ibidlalwa ngabadlali ngesikhathi sekhefu leKhisimusi. Kuthe ngokuhamba kwesikhathi amaqembu adlala kusigaba saphezulu aqala ukuvimbela abadlali ukuba bephatheke kiyo ngoba kuthiwa bazalimala. UChabangu uthi vele yena injongo yakhe ngeyokupha abadlali abangazakaliyo ithuba lokuba bebonakale.
Kuke kwaba le problem mina omumngani uzilethu Ernest Maphepha wayengumanager kuHighlanders. I remember ngelinye ilanga eWhite City odezi labothabano mqwayi befuna ukudlala bonke zenzwe befuna ukudlala uErnest ebalisa, but abafana labana bala bathi hheyi lathi silambile sifuna ukudlala lapha kuHorsepower. Kodwa umthetho lwana sawuzwa, kodwa hhayi siyabe singafuni lathi bona laba abaningi abe-premier. Thina sifuna ukushowcase abanye abangazakaliyo, kodwa ofuna ukuzidlalela kasimalisi.
Ngensuku uqala umncintiswano lo wawungenwa langabadlali abadlala phetsheya kolwandle bedlala ndawonye labanye abakhulelabo umdabu emalokitshini abakhulele kuwo uqhubekele phambili ulokhu udlalwa ngemva kokuba abadlali abadlala kusigaba se-Premier Soccer League bengasavunyelwa ngamaqembu abo kodwa bekungasafani ngesikhathi esadlala uChabangu ke wadlalela amaqembu abalisayo le-Context kwe-United i-Rodal kanye le-Mikles
Context iyayiku-Division 4 ikhiwa la mbuzo ukuthi why i-team yami ingazani iyaxegaxega ngathi hayi asila ama-players ikhiwa lathi uvela lama-players yiko ukuthatha kwami u-NST umaphepha aso umaphepha u-NST kokulomunye umfana othiwa ngu-Simon umaphepha sihlala same area la NST ngamthatha lo Richard Ndlovu ikhiwa lafika lathi ha kanti abantu bakho ingazani balutshwana yiko ukusuka ngigijima siyengubo yenja siyathatha u-Titus Majola siyathatha u-Odala siyathatha u-Tostawo kwakusezele cream engubo yenja ngathatha ama-5 players yiko ukuthi i-Context ibe khona
uChabangu uchiye ukudlala ngemva kokulimala edlalela iqembu le-Mikles kusigaba se-South Zone ngo-1978 ngemva kwalokho ube nguNompembe waphinda njalo waphatheka ekuqoqeni imidlalo ye-social soccer ugcine ebumba eyakhe i-league ebulawayo company social Soccer League ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo ngingu-Joseph Njanji
siyabonga kakhulu Njanji siqhubekela phambili ngokunanza usuku lwabomama ole Mother's Day
Injenjenjenguma Injenjenjenguma mama mina Injenjenjenguma Lawunjenguma Lawunjenguma Kasingajabule enhlizweni yami macabanga nawe mama Icabanga izinto ezihle ungenzela zona empilweni yami Happy Mother's Day Mama Happy Mother's Day Hey Happy Mother's Day Mama Happy Mother's Day Hey Wankulisa mama Wankulisa we Wangondla Wankulisa mama Wangondla Wankulisa mama mina Wangondla Wangelisa mama Wangulisu mama
Happy Mother's Day from James Marabin one time
Let me dedicate my poetic praise to women Let me dedicate my poetic praise to mothers of the universe mothers of the nations I speak of women Women What world could this be without women, daughters, girlfriends and wives? Thus humanity needs one.
Mina ngithanda ukuthi Happy Mother's Day kumama wami osezulwini. She's been gone for 2 years, but still I remember her every day. I wish she was here today for me to spoil her umabhena umamtungwa. Konke lo mama mdala umafuyane I wish them happy mother's day in heaven thank you
human beings are inclusive of women and girls we struggle as one without women who should forget Christ was born of a woman. I remember the Queen of Sheba from Ethiopia. Why not remember Nandi, the mother of Shaka? I remember Queen Zinga from Central Africa. I remember Nyamita and the hand of the Tabafane. I remember the Amazons in West Africa. I remember Nyamazana from the Mfikane period. Why not remember Adelaide Kesa Hayford? I remember Lucy Gay of the Tabafane.
Lapha sizwe unkosikazi bekezela Phuphe lo mchubuli olodumo uJays Maravini ekhuluma ngosuku lweMother's Day. Lami ngithi Happy Mother's Day to umama wami, umamoyo. labo mama bonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Siyalethanda lonke. Sesilugqiba ke ukuhlelo lwethu namhlanje. Wolivalisa umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.